Hi, and welcome back to Emotionally Challenged. We are
Ragat,
Noor,
Yannick,
and Svenja. So, what are we here to talk about in today's episode, guys?
Today, we thought we'd give you some tips and strategies on how to deal with envy. There are a bunch of reasons that we chose this topic. For one, everyone has had some experience with envy. It's one of those things that's just deeply ingrained in us humans. And we all know it's not a nice feeling. It's all the more surprising that people rarely talk about how to actually overcome and manage these feelings.
But before revealing the first strategy on overcoming envy, let's start with defining this feeling very briefly. I believe that everyone has a rough idea of what it is. Maybe you can see first what the others think. How do you define envy?
My understanding of it is very simple. It's when you want something that another person possesses.
Right. It can be anything, a material thing, or a skill, or an advantage.
These are all very good definitions of envy. Basically, envy is an emotion which occurs when someone desires another person's quality or skill, or when they wish that the other person lacks it. Now, to the highlight. How do you counterattack this negative feeling? The first strategy, acknowledge envy and turn it into something positive. It is well known that acknowledging the problem is already half of the solution. When you admit to yourself that you are envious of someone, and when you identify your reasons as why you are envious, you've taken a big step forward.
That's an interesting point. What do you think are reasons for feeling envious of someone?
Well, there are many. The most common ones are a low self-esteem and the belief that your worth is determined by your status of success. There is also this misconception that everyone had the same starting point in life. And that is not true. People have different life experiences, and we can't all achieve the exact same things. But still, these reasons differ from one person to another. When you identify them for yourself and work on them, you will be able to turn your envy into motivation.
And how do you achieve that?
It is about changing your perspective. Reset your perspective on how you view things. Use your envy for your own benefit and generate goals to achieve what the person you are envious of possesses. But don't start with big and ambitious goals. Otherwise, you will demotivate yourself. Start with small and easy goals and work yourself up. Turning your envy into motivation can be a good starting point.
What else can you do to stop the evil thoughts of envy? Another strategy to get over it is to focus on positivity in the future instead of negativity. By planning things to look forward to, you're shifting your mindset from negative feelings of envy and jealousy to hope, joy, and optimism. It doesn't take much to experience the positive effect of planning things to look forward to. Even the idea of doing something fun can bring a sense of happiness. For example, a study by the Institute for Applied Positive Research found that people who are planning a vacation experience higher levels of happiness, which results in lower stress levels. In contrast to this, someone who is always envious has clinically proven higher levels of anxiety and even a higher risk of depression. So counteract this by great moments and times you get to plan and enjoy in your own future.
Now that's cool. I've planned a trip to Norway next month. I'm really looking forward to it.
That's exciting. However, you don't even have to plan something as big as a trip in order to benefit from the effect of this strategy. The next time you're feeling envious, drop what you're doing and plan something fun to look forward to. Whether that's going to the park, making a reservation at a restaurant, listening to your favorite band, or just seeing a close friend. These are all things that you have control over. If you focus on your own plans and your life in general, you don't even have the time to think about what other people have. Instead, you will realize that your own life has amazing things to offer and to enjoy. So what about you guys? What's the next small thing you're looking forward to? Do you have anything planned?
I'm actually meeting up with a friend from high school in a couple of weeks, and I can't wait to see her. It's been so long since we've met.
That's a cool strategy, Svenja. I'll keep it in mind for the next time I feel envious.
Another way you can overcome envy is by practicing gratitude. Besides the reasons mentioned by Noor, envy can also result from not being able to value things we already have. Sometimes, when we look at other people's qualities, success, happiness, our desire to have those things can blind us from seeing our own success and happiness.
That's so true. Think about it for a moment. If we obtain the object of our envious desire, we might be happy for a little while, but the satisfaction we experience doesn't last long.
Exactly. Soon we'll find something else we're envious about. We desire it, we get it, and then move on to the next thing. To avoid this cycle of envy and unhappiness, it is essential to place our awareness on what we have. At times, we can't help but feel like we're lacking in certain areas, but sometimes it's the little things that make a difference. The call you got from someone you've missed, the friend who comforted you in a tough situation, or the kindness you showed towards someone who needed help. Paying attention to all these small moments in your life is how you can cultivate traits like gratitude.
Yeah, and who knows? Maybe it's those small things you tend to overlook that others envy about you.
Right. A 2002 study on envy published in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology found that grateful people report themselves as being less materialistic and less envious. The study explains that while envious people are more concerned with acquiring and preserving possessions and wealth, grateful people prefer to concentrate on savoring pleasant experiences, both material and non-material.
So you're saying gratitude is like the antidote of envy. I like that idea.
Bingo. Basically, gratitude enriches our life by drawing out the delightful aspects of a given moment, while envy redirects our attention into the abstract future. Since the states of envy and gratefulness require directing our attention towards different concerns, it is difficult for someone to be grateful and envious at the same time, according to the study. So cultivate this trait. Gratitude is contagious, so surround yourself with grateful people. You can also start a gratitude journal. It's simple. Just take 2 minutes before you go to sleep to write down 3 good things, no matter how small they are, that happened to you on that day. And maybe this will help you on your journey to overcome envy.
Great strategy, Rahat. Now to the last strategy we offer you today.
If you haven't been living under a rock, you know exactly how much social media has played a role in amplifying the issue of envy. By constant comparison to others, the toll envy takes on you is only exacerbated. I'm sure you guys know how it goes. You see a friend posting a story of themselves, partying at a club or at a festival. You see that with other friends, and you can tell they're having a great time. That's the moment where you can feel your heart drop. The feeling that you experience in that moment is because you think that you're missing out. It's you that should be out there with your friend and having fun, right?
Oh, now I see how social media contributes to this issue.
It's not hard to see the connection. The people posting on Instagram or even Facebook can take the time to make sure their post is absolutely perfect. They may use filters to remove any imperfections. They may take dozens of photos before they get the right one. And naturally, they only post the high points in life, not the lows. It's not a bad thing per se to make yourself want to appear cool and confident on social media. But all of us indulging in social media need to realize that no one is as perfect as their social media profile might imply. If you're showered with hundreds of these profiles on your feed, it's inevitable that you feel worse about yourself.
I'm sure we can all relate to that. It's probably because social media is designed to make you compare yourself with others in that way. It practically sets you up for failure.
Right. If you're a person that is prone to feelings of envy, I have a very simple strategy for you. Why not consider simply limiting your social media consumption to, say, an hour a day? Or cut it out altogether? This small change will shield you from constantly being compared to others. There are many people out there that report that reducing social media time has done wonders for their mental health. Now, if you think you don't have the self-discipline for that, or you don't really want to delete your social media apps outright, then I got great news. There exist a bunch of apps out there that will take care of that for you.
True. Apps are very efficient to solve this issue. I use an app called Forest. It allows you to set goals and restrict your screen time. And when you successfully achieve a goal, you can plant a tree and see it growing. It's a lot of fun.
That's exactly what I mean. It's great when these kind of apps are engaging. It keeps you invested when you feel like you're having a hard time staying away from social media.
So, that's it for this episode. We hope that you've learned a thing or two about envy that you can use if you ever find yourself stuck in the spiral of envious thoughts. Always keep in mind that your emotions do not control your life or define you, but that you are the one in charge of your own thoughts and actions. But also, don't be too hard on yourself, as envy is a natural emotion that everyone experiences at one point. Use envy as an inspiration to yourself and others, and make room for positivity in the world.
If you have any personal stories you'd like to share after hearing this episode, feel free to send them to us. Otherwise, thank you for listening, and we are excited to see you on our next episode. Bye!
Bye. Bye.